Log date, June 2nd. I'm currently on a riverboat. The air is cold and fresh, a similar coolness to that of ice cubes after you get them out of the fridge and let them thaw a little, if that makes any sense. I think I'd enjoy it if we were a bit more still right now, though. We aren't going very fast, but the rocking's giving me a headache. It was Sylvia's idea to get me out of the house for a little bit. She said that I had looked a little down lately, that I needed some fresh air. It was odd of her, as she never really encourages me to go out. I wouldn't be surprised if he had discussed this outing with her. I've been on here for around 20 minutes now, and I'm not really sure how I feel about it. As I mentioned, this boat's going pretty slowly, which is probably why she picked it. The sound of the water's nice, but the motions of it make my stomach queasy. The sun helps a bit, though. Maybe paying attention to something else other than the rocking of this boat will make me feel a bit better. Let's see. There are quite a few interesting people on board. There's a woman with a big, pink floppy hat and pursed lips that kind of make her look like a rich lady out of a movie. There's a guy in a Hawaiian shirt. It actually looks pretty comfy. I could picture myself wearing it. And closer to me, there's this guy, mostly dressed in Holy shit. I couldn't be. What the hell would he be doing here? Okay. Currently I'm crammed up in a tiny bathroom on this boat. It's kind of like those ones on a plane. It's barely big enough to move in and it smells like some sort of cleaning supply. It sucks, but it's better for me than outside right now. Because outside on that deck is Erevan Aragon. Dark blue coat, wavy hair, six-pointed pink star on the hat. Exactly as he looks in the photographs. I know all the rules for going out, for interacting with other people. Sylvia has always made it clear to me that in a situation like this, I need to get up and leave the area as quickly and quietly as I can. But I can't now. I'm on a boat. Unless I decide to jump off and swim away, which would raise a number of problems. I'm guessing the best thing to do now is just try to blend in, act normal. He probably won't come near me unless he thinks I'm doing something odd. Unless he already knows about me. I mean, it would explain why he's here. Sylvia hasn't said anything about a threat to us lately, and if she knew, she certainly wouldn't have let me come out here alone. Just because she doesn't know about it doesn't mean there couldn't be one. Erevan could have picked up rumors about this place or something. I don't think I've done anything that could give me away, but it's completely possible that he might have found information about Sylvia as well. I don't know how it would benefit him to track down a former follower of Kronos. Maybe he's found out about our mansion visits. Maybe he's afraid Sylvia's plotting something. She was Kronos' researcher and high mage. He was only able to track down many of the powerful artifacts he collected because of her knowledge. I think my best option at the moment is to just lay low, call Sylvia, tell her what's going on, then head back out and try to remain inconspicuous. It's probably the best thing I could do right now. I'll close this off for now. Akira, out. Okay, I'm back. I just got off the phone with Sylvia. I tried to be as quiet as I could on the call. She agreed with my solution. Just keep calm and blend in. It's basically what I've done my entire life. Except now I have to do it in front of someone who could end that life. Shouldn't be too difficult, as long as I don't think about it too hard. I just have to stay calm. Okay, I should probably head out of here before I puke. Being shaken around in this box is starting to get to me. Okay, he appears to be gone from this side of the deck now. I'll just try to stay where he isn't. Hopefully recording will help me calm down. Okay, so we're passing around the bend of the river here. You can see the street. There appears to be some kind of coffee shop. I can smell it from here, along with a boutique and a China store. Nothing too interesting. I can see people on scooters, just like the ones in my neighborhood. That guy just sped past that woman. She probably just got a nose full of gasoline. Poor her. I hate it when that happens. Occasionally when I'm out walking, a guy on a scooter will go past me without slowing down and the smell won't come out of my nose for minutes. especially bad when I'm drinking a milkshake. It makes the whole thing taste like gas. Next up is a watch shop, along with some kind of bookstore and furniture place. I used to always love plopping down in chairs in furniture stores when I was little while Sylvia did the shopping. The chairs were always really cozy, like little bits of cloud in the shape of a sea. I haven't been in a furniture place in a while. I wonder if they still have the good chairs. Now we're approaching the Pont Neuf. It's a pretty impressive bridge. The thick columns seem to tower over you when you're on the water. The faces lining the top are really detailed too. I kind of feel like they're staring at me though. Their narrowed eyes looking down upon me as if I was an intruder standing before a great gate it was their task to guard. All of the intricate sculptures and the brickwork they look out from the surface of wouldn't be out of place in some great palace that needed guarding. It's strange to find them on the bridge like this, where they can only be seen from those traveling on the river beneath it. Nausea from the bathroom isn't really going away. I guess the rocking I didn't really notice before is now becoming more prominent. I'll just keep listing off the shops for now. We have the fabric place, an herbal store. Sylvia's asked that I stop at one close to our neighborhood on the way back from the port after this ride. She needs crushed rosemary, and she had me bring some old common stones she found when she was cleaning stuff out to bring and ask if the shop would buy them. I just slipped them in my pockets. Turning again? There shouldn't be too many bends in the route. I looked this morning. In total, this should be an hour-long riverboat ride, so pretty short. It's supposed to take you around to see all of the best sights in Paris. It's kind of like a tourist attraction. I know a lot of people see Paris as a big, beautiful, romantic city, and I do have to say it's a nice place. It's relatively clean, there are some nice cafes that aren't too overpriced. I've never really thought of it as romantic, though. Maybe it's because I've lived nearby it all my life. I mean, a place does kind of lose its aura after you've lived there for a while. I don't think I really felt that original romanticness when I first started living here. It wasn't exactly a happy time for me. Don't get me wrong, it's still a pretty city. I remember when I was little, I was always really impressed with the Eiffel Tower at night. The way it lit up like a giant Christmas light. It was so magical to me. I must say, it still is a bit even now. Erevan's looking at me a bit. Probably nothing abnormal. He was staring at some other people a minute ago. He's coming this way. I don't think it'll look good if I try to leave now. Maybe he won't come all the way over. I think it helps with the seasickness if I don't look at the water. The passing buildings make me a bit nauseous too, though. I'm not sure taking this long boat ride was a good idea. It may not be fast, but the boat still sways a lot.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, would it be all right if I hang here for a while?
Sure.
Come here, Star. Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't properly introduced myself yet. I'm Erevan Aragon.
Sorry if I was being a little quiet. It's nice to meet you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I assume your Erevan Aragon is in the Erevan Aragon, the Crusader?
Yeah, you got me. Star over here kind of gives it away, though. You want to say hi to him?
Sure. Hey, Star.
Sorry, I think he's feeling a little timid. We've run into quite a few people on our way here, you know. They all want to see him. He's had a pretty busy day.
That's understandable. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
So, are you from around here?
No, actually. I'm a tourist. Me and my aunt come up here every summer, so I know my way around a bit.
I see, it's a tradition then.
Kind of, yeah.
I remember when I was younger, me and my family would go to camp out at this lake in the summer. We just had our tent and sleeping bag, so it got pretty cold at night. It was always fun though. Me and Star would always try to splash my sister when we went swimming. She always had this big blue squirt gun though. I don't suppose you've ever seen a great powerful guardian's reaction to being sprayed in the eyes by a 12-year-old.
I'm afraid I haven't.
Oh, come on, big guy. I'm just teasing.
So, what what exactly brings the great Aragon Aragon to France?
Huh. Oh, it's just a vacation. I figured it would be good to get out a bit. Things have been getting stuffy at home. I've been enjoying the sights so far, and the bread is good.
The bread is good. I can agree with that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are surprised to see me and Star here. It's been fun talking to all of them, though. A little girl tried to put flowers in my hair this morning. I think there still might be some petals under my hat. I appreciate littles like her.
Must be nice to have a break from your work.
Well, I can't say things have been too busy back in London lately. Legend just came out, and I think that's going to be the last book I contribute to for a while. I love to help tell our story. I think it's important, but it can get kind of draining. Honestly, some of the people I work with seem to run off of coffee more than sleep.
Your story.
Well, you know, it's the story of all of us. Me, Kyoto, Ami, the rest of them. A lot of us Crusaders didn't make it back from that trip, you know. I feel like if I keep telling this story, they live on in a way.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get so somber there.
Oh, it's fine, I get it. They were people you cared about. It's natural to want to talk about them.
Hmm. So, you've been here a few times, right? Have you ever eaten at that coffee shop? This one here coming up right around the bend?
Maybe. I don't really recognize it. There are a lot of cafes in this town.
Well, yeah, the options are plentiful here. I was thinking of maybe getting a new hat from one of the shops. Everything here is so expensive, though.
There are some more affordable places. You just have to look for them. There's actually one near the dock where we got on. Marlene's, the one at the street corner.
Ah, yes. I remember it. I'll have to check that one out. Thanks.
Of course.
Well, I'm going to go grab another soda from my bag. Thanks for chatting with me. It was nice.
Of course.
Okay, see you around then.
See ya. Okay, I'm back. I'm currently in the bathroom at the moment. I feel like I might puke up my breakfast any moment now, but I don't exactly have a better place to record this. I just needed time away from the rest of the crowd here. I know they aren't actually paying attention to me, I just needed privacy. I honestly feel like they're suffocating me, like my lungs are flattening out. I can feel my heart slamming against my chest as if it's about to break through it. I have no idea how to interpret what just happened. I guess I do have ways. That interaction just made no sense to me. Aragon Aragon just walked up to me and started a conversation with me, as if we were old friends. It was surreal. One way to interpret it would be that's just how he is. I've heard he was a friendly guy, but it feels weird how personal he gets with you. Telling me about his childhood, his day, his dead friends. There's no way he told me that unprompted, about the Crusaders being gone. He knows who I am. He could have been interrogating me, asking me where I came from. He wouldn't mention his dead comrades unless he knew who I was. He wanted me to know that he knew. It was a threat. I mean, it didn't sound like a planned conversation, but you don't just talk about things like that to a stranger, about how important those people were to him. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna... Okay, I have to pull myself together. As soon as I get home, I'll tell Sylvia I have a plan. I have the conversation taped, I can show her and she'll know what to do. We'll pack our bags and leave before they can come and cuff me up and gag me and take me somewhere awful.
Oh, sorry. Are you alright? Your face is turning red.
It's the boat, the rocking, it's... I just don't feel good. It's okay.
Star, can you take her in the cabin? Okay, good. Just breathe, okay? It's gonna be all right. I'm gonna be in just a second.
Okay, I'm back. I'm currently sitting in the boat's indoor cabin right now. Aravon and Star are back outside. I'm all alone in here now, nothing but me and the stuffy hot air. Apparently he thought I was having a panic attack, which I kind of was. He had Star try to calm me down, which, with the position of things, wasn't very helpful. I began to calm down after a bit, though. I think it was the way Aravon talked to me. He treated me just like he would any other teenager he found having a breakdown in a tiny riverboat bathroom. And the way he looked at me. There was too much softness in his eyes for him to know that he was looking at his worst enemy's spawn. I'm still not completely in the clear. I'm still bringing Beth's recording back to Sylvia. I'm still going to discuss with her what to do about all this. I'm just glad my chances are looking slightly better than before. I'll take that. It's good enough. Oh, hi.
Hey, I was just making a call. Sorry about that. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, the motion just makes me queasy.
Your parents aren't here with you, right? Or your aunt?
Uh-uh.
Did you bring anything for your stomach?
Yeah, I just took some.
Okay, good. Do you want me to stay here with you?
No, thanks. I'll be all right. I appreciate the offer, though.
Okay. Look, if you need anything, you can come and find me. Or a staff member, okay?
Okay.
Good. All right. I'm gonna head outside now.
All right. Thanks for helping me.
Of course. I'll see you around.
See you around. He's a really nice guy. I mean, he comes off kind of strong, but the fact that he took time out of his day to help a panicking teenager he doesn't even know says something about him. I don't know if he knows what I am. I mean, I guess he could be playing nice, so I don't suspect anything. Or he could just be oblivious, staring kindly down at a young girl who he hasn't realized has the face of the man who terrorized the world. I don't know. I don't... Well, I guess I'll worry about that when I get home. There's nothing I can really do about it. Huh? I think something's going on out there. Oh God.
Excuse me, miss. We've got a leak. Apparently we've had one for the last half hour now. The hole just opened up big. We're going to have to start evacuating shortly. Please don't panic.
Okay, thank you. Damn. When Aragon shows up, the boat starts sinking. I'm gonna have to skip any boat travel the next time I'm offered it.
Excuse me, miss. We're going to have to take you this way. You'll be going with the group over there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm back. I'm currently in a little group, mostly people my age. We're right by the edge of the boat right now, which is noticeably tilted since we started standing here. I can hear the anxiety in the air of everyone around me. I'm basically recording this to take my mind off my own anxiety. My heart's pounding, my stomach bubbles at every murmur I hear of the voices around me. I know we'll probably be safe. They should be somewhat prepared for this kind of thing. I don't want to drown. Being suffocated by heavy, sloshing blackness isn't what I want my last experience to be. The Guardian was just summoned in the water. A big one, with a great long neck, huge flippers, and silvery blue scales. Several people are boarding its back. That's what you do when you run out of lifeboats. Guardians are here to protect us. They've saved thousands of people during historical catastrophes. Several more are probably helping slow the sinking and get passengers off the boat right now.
Excuse me, miss. Have you seen a little girl around here with braids and a pink dress?
I'm afraid not.
Ah. A woman lost one of her children below deck while looking for medical supplies. The husband doesn't know where she is either. Aragon's already gone below deck for her.
Isn't it flooded down there?
Of course it damn is, and the bastard just ran off before any of us could stop him. Now we've got two missing passengers to take care of. Damn. I know he just wants to help, but he's gonna get himself drowned down there.
Parting stone, used for pushing back or repelling any physical matter. I went down there. Aravon would probably take me in for questioning. Magic isn't common or well looked upon. The fact that I have this would be very suspicious. It's so dim down here. All the lights are flickering. I can feel the water slinking under the cuffs of my pants and up my legs. So cold it bites my knees. I can barely hear my own voice over the sound of the water rushing around the corner of the hall. Fishy smell clogs my nose. I feel dizzy. I know it's unlikely I'll get stuck down here, but the fear just keeps tugging at all my insides, insisting that I'm going to end up pinned under a shelf as the water slowly closes around the top of my head. Heart sent Aqua!
Thank you. Can you come down here? I hate to ask this of you. You see this big pile of crates? The little one snuck behind them and got herself stuck. I can't get around them like this. Star's working on the left side. Could you give me a hand on the right?
Sure.
These are real heavy. You wonder what they need all this stuff on the boat for. Okay, great job. Come on.
I see her.
Yep, she got her foot stuck under a loose floorboard. She probably climbed in here because those crates were blocking the water. From what I can see from here, the deck she's standing on is pretty unstable. Could break any second. I'm gonna go down the hall and see if I can pull her out of there. You stay back here. Part the water again if it gets above your ankles.
Okay.
Hey, little one. It's all right. I'm gonna get you out of there. But you've gotta grab my hand, okay? Okay. Here we go. One.
Shit, no!
It's okay. I got you. Hey, I'm back. I'm currently sitting on a bench near the river. I don't think I'm ever going on a boat ride again. Not for a while, at least. Everyone who was evacuated from our boat was brought onto this dock. The cloud of chatter around me sounds relieved. That's understandable, as we all just escaped from drowning. I see the child from the lower deck near the center of the dock. She's cuddled up in her mother's arms, safe and sound. Away from the darkness and churning of water that would have consumed her. I know what I did to save her. I summoned him. I didn't even have to say his name. He just came. I could feel him with me as I ran down the hall, as I dunked my head underwater, as I grabbed that little girl and hoisted her up into my arms. I didn't need to call. Everything inside me was screaming loud enough for him to hear. Hear that I didn't want her to fall under. I'm glad he came. I'm about to head home. I've just finished being checked over for injuries. I got a few scrapes, and everything's still in my bag. According to the staff, all passengers who boarded this morning are accounted for. Something about that makes my chest warm. It's not every day the world is so kind. It hardly ever is. Well, I'll be heading off.
Hey!
Oh, hey.
Mind if I sit for a minute?
Of course not.
Hey, thank you for helping today. That little girl and her parents have you to thank for the fact that she's up here with them.
Of course. I'm glad I made it in time.
Me too. Where did you get that stone?
It's been in my family for a while. I'm surprised I even remembered how to use it. There aren't really any active mages in our family anymore.
Well, it's lucky you did. I don't know how you did it, catching that little girl. I was sure she had fallen under when the boat shook.
Yeah. I guess she didn't, though.
Yeah. Your hair was wet.
What?
When we got back up to the deck, I noticed your hair was wet.
It must have gotten soaked while we were below deck.
Yeah. I think I noticed because it wasn't sticking up the way it was when I first saw you on deck. You know, in all the huge tufts.
Yeah.
Have I met you before?
No. I mean, if I had met Erevan Aragon before, I'm sure I would have remembered.
It's just I swear that something feels familiar about you. Maybe your hair. I don't know a lot of people who wear their hair like that, though.
Well, I'm afraid I really don't know.
No worries. I'm going to go see if I can give the crew a hand. I want to say how proud of you I am. You saved a human life today. That's something that's worth more than I can express.
Thank you. I'm glad I could help.
I mean it. Well, I have to head out now. You want to say goodbye, Star? I guess he's still being a bit shy. That's all right. We'll just have to try again if we see each other again sometime. Mm. Well, I'll see you around.
He seemed a little funny at first, but he's a really nice guy. He really is. He's the kind of person that would have crossed the world to bring my father to his knees. He didn't deserve all the awful things he did to him. I should probably head home now. Sylvia will worry. Then we can get this whole mess sorted out. Listen to this tape. See how likely it is he knows. Sylvia will probably have to cast a short ignorance spell on our home, at the very least. At most, we'll be packing up and leaving our house by dawn. Should have been smarter about talking to him. Maybe I should have tried to get away the second he began walking towards me on the deck. Then I wouldn't have been there to catch that child when she fell. Erevan said he was proud of me. My chest feels so warm when I think about what I did. My head even gets a bit light. I feel like I mattered. Because I chose to risk my capture, that little girl will get to roll around in the grass at the park or skip on the sidewalk holding her mother's hand for one more day. She'll get to feel the sun on her face. Maybe a butterfly will land on her nose. She'll grow up and make friends. Learn how to do new things like play music or roller skate like that pack of girls I see in the park. She'll summon a guardian. Maybe one day she'll have a child that looks just like her. It will never be enough. It will never be enough to make up for what Kronos took. Thousands of lives like that one he sucked up and swallowed down just to extend his own time on Earth, so for years he could plot until whatever horrible thing he had planned for the world was ready to be unleashed. I feel certain he never regretted it. So the warmth from my one small action is enough to make my head feel so light it may burst. How did he not freeze from the cold of his own mercilessness? I'll log more soon. Kira, out.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Girl Who Could Stop Time. If you're interested in getting news and updates about our podcast, please consider subscribing to our socials at AkiraGWCST on Twitter,
at the-girl-who-could-stop-time on Tumblr,
and at thegirlwhocouldstoptime on Instagram.
Also consider subscribing to our YouTube channel at thegirlwhocouldstoptime.
And check out our official website, thegirlwhocouldstoptime.podbean.com. The voice of Akira was done by Kira Fleming.
The voice of Erevan Aragon was done by Timothy Fleming. The voice of the crew member was done by Jack Ingram.
The script for this episode was written by Kira Fleming.
The script for this episode was edited by Heather Fleming.
title theme, Uncertainty, was composed and performed by Timothy Fleming. Ending theme, Warmth, was composed and performed by Timothy Fleming. This episode was edited using Ferrite Recording Studio. We hope you enjoyed the episode, and will tune in for Akira's next entry.